Senator Slade Blackwell joins us now. He is the Alabama State Senator representing District 15. Senator, good day. Hope all is well.
Good morning. Good to be on.
Well, as you obviously know, this part of the country has been dealing with the damage left behind by the countless tornadoes and storms that swept through the state about 2 weeks ago now. Just give us your perspective on the events of April 27th and as these storms move through the area.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable, and I will have to say that the EMA and the governor's office have done a fantastic job. And I tell you what, the Salvation Army, you know, they serve over 365,000 meals already. And the National Guard, as you guys know, have over 2,500 folks on the ground, and actually over 4,000 emergency folks are on the ground assisting all the different counties. And I continue to be impressed with all the response that the EMA and the governor's office have been putting forth.
Well, and what some may not realize is really how widespread the damage was in the state. How much damage was sustained in your particular district?
Yeah, matter of fact, as you guys know, I think all 67 counties are receiving assistance, and 47 counties have are under the declaration of emergency. But in our district, which is all of Mountain Brook, Leeds, Irondale, Trustful, and almost all of Shelby County, from Chelsea to Columbiana to Harborsville, Wilsonville, we did not have a lot. I did get in the car and go visit Cahaba Heights, which is in Senator Wagner's district, with the mayor, and you know, that was I think an EF2 tornado, and then went to Moody with the mayor of Moody and toured that damage, but that's in Senator Scott Beeson's district. Fortunately for our district, District 15, we did not have a lot. But I will tell you that the Alabama Power, this is unbelievable. They have 1.5 million customers in the state, Alabama Power has, and at the peak time, they had over 400,000 folks out. And right now, they're virtually down to zero. And they've been working around the clock to get all the power back up and running. It's been unbelievable.
That is incredible. Senator, you've obviously been around for a while, and you've seen a number of things. Have you ever been involved with or seen anything with damage of this magnitude?
No, and I don't think any of us have. I tell you, as you know, I think it's declared a level one storm, and it's up there with 9/11 and I think Katrina and some other major catastrophes nationwide. And, you know, this state hadn't seen anything like it. And I'm just proud that not only the legislature, but the governor's office, EMA, and what they're doing every single day. You know, I think the EMA, we have a conference call every morning at 8:30, and they go through a list of about, you know, 10 pages of everything they're doing, folks on the ground giving us an update. You know, they've kind of changed their tactics from search and rescue to now for a lot more long-term and restoring power and you know, starting the rebuilding process.
What do you think, you know, a lot of people are always asking, what can they do to help? What do you think the next step is in this cleanup and recovery process?
Yeah, there's several things that folks can help. Right today, in my office parking lot, is the BB&T office building, which is right beside the zoo. The Red Cross truck is there taking blood. So if anybody wants to go by and give blood, stop by. They're in the parking lot. They'll be there all day until 5 o'clock. And then another thing folks can do is go to the website servealabama.gov. And not only can you give donations, but you can also volunteer. And this is unbelievable. On that website, there have been almost 20,000 folks that have volunteered to go help people. And over 11,000 have been deployed to certain areas. You know, what we don't want is, you know, a ton of folks going to Tuscaloosa when they have enough volunteers. You know, because we've had, as you guys know, tornadoes throughout all North Alabama, from Madison to Coleman to Tuscaloosa to Hackensburg. It's unbelievable, the devastation. But the response from the average citizen like you and I has been great.
It really has. And that website, again, is servealabama.gov. And you can go there. And well done, Senator. I know you and countless others are working tirelessly to effectively clean up this damage.
you know, the other thing is our Attorney General, Luther Strange, has done a great job of making sure that there's a hotline set up for any price gouging of any kind for gas or ice or hotels or bottled water or anything of that nature that, you know, folks are trying to take advantage of. There's a hotline that he can, that folks can call. And also, I also want to mention that the governor has set up a emergency relief fund. And this emergency relief fund has raised about $1.5 million. And this is coming from the insurance companies like State Farm, Farmers Insurance, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Protective Life. All these great companies have given money. And what this money is there for is folks that aren't taken care of by their insurance that are still in a need for money for basic necessities. The governor is going to help everybody out with this money, and they're putting together a group to allocate these funds. So there's like I said, there's earlier, there's more assistance just coming around the clock, nonstop.
We are talking now with Senator Slade Blackwell of Alabama District 15, and switching gears now to sports, because this show, in a normal circumstance, does focus mainly on sports. And
right.
Of course, some may not know, you attended Montevallo on a full basketball scholarship. Do you think you could step in and help the Celtics out?
I tell you, you know, when you're 5'8", the only thing you can do in the NBA is play defense. But they do need a lot of help, and I think, you know, the Lakers got beat, and we're going to see how the Miami Heat can pull things through with their, what do you call them, the Big Three. Well, I tell you, those are good guys, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're going to win the championship this year.
It looks like it. That could very well happen. Well, as you know, this state is producing the last two national champions in college football. What do you think the success of Alabama and Auburn has meant to this state?
You know, that rivalry is one that you just can't quantify, because it not only goes from 65-year-old folks, now it goes down to, you know, kids in grade school. My kids are in first and second grade, and they wear their Auburn shirt to school, and their friends ask them all the time, you shouldn't be wearing that shirt. I'm an Alabama fan, and it transcends all the different age groups, and I think it's good for the state. We just can't let it go too far, like some things that have happened in Auburn with the Tumors Corner and things of that nature. It's got to be on a sensible level, but I think it's not only good for the state, it's good for college football.
Last week, Shoal Creek Golf Club in Shelby County hosted the Region's Tradition for the first time, which is now a major on the Champions Tour, and some have said, right, you know, it's going to become the Masters, so to speak, of the Champions Tour. How important is it to keep these, or to bring in and then keep these kind of events in the community?
I tell you what, this is huge for not only Birmingham but Shoal Creek. I think Mike Thompson and the folks out there have done a fantastic job getting that course ready for a major in less than a year. As you guys know, Hall Thompson passed away not too long ago, and he's the one who created the course in 76 and brought the two PGAs, and we've had the Southern Am there, and also had the college championships there. And I think this is the first step that you'll see other tournaments down the road, with Condoleezza Rice hitting the first tee ball off the tee. The ceremony will start. The course is in great shape. I think it's going to get better. I think if you ask any pros that were out there playing, they love the course. It's walkable. It's not very hilly. But also, you know, the course can, if you play it conservatively, you can score like Lauren Roberts did on Sunday afternoon. I think he was 7 under. But then again, if you're like Cal Vecchia, I think what he was a couple over. And
yes.
So it's a great course. And the funny thing is, Gene Simmons, which is the greenskeeper, or he controls the golf course. I'm not sure his exact title, but he can make that golf course easy or extremely difficult. And I think they did a great job of making that golf course not too hard, just enough so that folks could make birdies on the par fives, and if you hit a good shot on a couple of the par fours, to get in there and make a putt. And I thought it was very playable.
It absolutely was, and I was out there for a couple of days, and I was just blown. And I attended the event out here in Hoover, and I was just blown away at the job that the people involved with the tournament did to make that a really, really quality event.
I think it brings back the essence and the atmosphere that folks are looking for in a major. Next year you're going to see another level of a golf course coming up because they've cut a lot of trees out there. They've added sand traps, put a couple of tee boxes in. You know, the turf for Shoal Creek, the turf needs a little bit more growing time. Early in the season is not the perfect time for Shoal. They did a fantastic job of getting the greens and fairways immaculate. The rough wasn't as high as, you know, it's typically out there because it didn't have enough growing time early in this year.
Right.
But 13 under, you know, that's still pretty tough golf for 4 days.
Oh, it absolutely is. Utah's attorney general is suing the bowl championship series, which of course is college football's postseason system, claiming that it's an illegal monopoly and violates antitrust laws. And how do you think the government, how involved do you believe the government should become in intercollegiate athletics and specifically college football's postseason?
You know, I'm probably one of those guys that thinks less government's better in almost every aspect, and so I think they should not be involved. But I do. I am very positive really think that we should have a playoff for the football season, end of the year, you know, plus one or something of those nature, mm-hmm. that nature, we should move towards.
And finally, Senator, I realize we probably won't get a Roll Tide or a War Eagle out of you, but what's there's a team out there you root for. Who would that be?
Well, two things, real quick. I pull from Arnhem Allen, mm-hmm. in basketball, but I will tell you that my wife was a Crimson girl at the University of Alabama, so we have that tie. And my dad played basketball at Auburn back in the 60s. He was an All-SEC basketball player.
Wow.
My mom was a cheerleader. My older brother, Taylor, played in the mid-80s as a backup quarterback with Bo and Tommy Agee and all that old group, and Ben Tamarillo and that group. And then my younger brother, Austin, was a walk-on on the golf team at Auburn. So I probably say 80% of the time I say War Eagle, and then when my wife's around I say Roll Tide.
Well, that's the way to go. Hey, Senator, we greatly appreciate you giving us some of your time.
All right, call me anytime. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Well done. Senator Slade Blackwell, District 15 State Senator.